and now we're famous writers, more or less. But they wonder why I'm so sunk now, so unexcited as we sit among all our published books and poems, though at least since I live with my mare in a house of her own miles from the city. It's a peaceful sorrow.
You know, the feeling when you are in a plane and there's that excitement, but I guess your stomach also kind of sinks, but in a good way. It's like sinking upward.
Who will die first? This question comes up from time to time, like, where are the car keys? It ends a sentence, prolongs a glance between us. I wonder if the thought itself is part of the nature of physical love, a reverse Darwinism that awards sadness and fear to the survivor. He looked wasted and flushed. There was pain in his eyes, compounded of booze, fever, and fear. "Jesus," he said. "That's really fucking piquant." "I don't know what that means," Hicks said. Converse raised a hand to his forehead. Hicks took the book back from him. "I'm sorry I couldn't meet you on the beach. How'd you like the Oscar?" "I've been in worse." "Did you get laid?" "Everybody asked me that. No, I didn't feel like it."
"We're trying to escape a situation we have no hope of surviving. There's no cowardice in that. As a matter of fact, we're risking everything."
He put his arm around her and said gently, "Let's go home." Slowly, they headed back to their building. He knew now that they were walking to a place that was no longer home. The storm was about to break.